Ball all the way back to FC United's goalkeeper King. He clears his lines, left foot. He's got a lovely sweeping left foot there. Plays it towards Linfield, who can't get it under control, and a throw in shoes. For me, FC United down this left-hand side, more pressure put on Tyra Weir, because he looks a little bit susceptible to me. He's a left-footed right-back. As the ball played, it was a decent bit of football from the visitors. They're looking for an offside decision against Hughes. He controls it tremendously well. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. Oh, and a great goal as well by Hughes. And FC United, well, they allowed him to get beyond one defender. And he scored, and he decides now to leave the pitch. I don't think you're allowed to leave the pitch, are you, once you've scored?
Well, he's just done it. Boy, it was a great finish from him. Picked the ball up on the edge of the box, shimmied one way, got it onto his right boot, and just bend it all the way around Lewis King, whose positioning was fine. It's just that it was perfectly placed, and you know, he's played at the highest level, and you can see why the finishes like that.
But he brought it down tremendously well, didn't he? He brought it down beautifully, then just dropped his shoulder a little bit, gave himself a little bit, and bent it to the bottom left hand corner. Nothing King could do. It was a tremendous goal, really, wasn't it?
And the first time he's touched the ball,
it is indeed. And the force for Stott. Stott rides the challenge there, and good play there.
Well, that's got to be a red card, surely. It is.
No, hands round the throat of Dean Stott. Stott, the two players were going for the ball, trying to win the ball. It was a free kick Dean Stott conceded, but Lee Hughes, he got up, and, it precedes him everywhere he goes, doesn't he? He's grabbed Dean Stott round the throat, choked him like he was, he thought it was Christmas and there was a goose coming, and down the tunnel he goes.
That was absolutely insane from him. Why on earth he thought to do that, I don't know. He was having a really good battle with Dean Stott there. They were basically wrestling with each other. It was 50-50. The free kick could have gone either way, to be honest. And then Hughes, what possessed him, I don't know. They both stood up together, giving each other a bit of verbals. But then you don't put your hand round someone's throat.
Well, you do, and that's what happened. You get sent off.
What on earth was he thinking?
Well, you would have thought a player with Premiership experience, been in the game a long, long time, has absolutely just imploded. A poor clearance this time by King. As United need to win the ball back, and Fallon, he does that, holds the ball well, goes one way, goes another. Has Jerome Wright for company and plays it on the left-hand side to him. Jerome Wright now plays a flat ball, it's a poor ball, and it allows Worcester City to come away with it. Burton on the ball now. And Burton can afford to turn the ball and plays it up. And there's a lot of pace there with the number 14. And, well, Browner wasn't on the way, say Wavelev. And this is 2-0. Yeah! And it's over.
Great work there by Dunkley in the end. It was Burton who set him away in the first place. He was on the halfway line, just stood on the ball. He actually waved his arm forward to Dunkley and said, go for it. Dunkley weren't sure whether they're going or not, because, you know, they're trying to play the clock down. But he said, go for it, I'm playing you through. He did play him through. It was a beautiful, beautiful pass. Dunkley completely and utterly outstripped the entire FC United defence, got in behind and lifted it over King, who nothing he could do about it whatsoever. And nestled into the far corner. Great finish, mind you.
Tremendous
Dunkley,
finish, tremendous
over.
Finish. But Brownhill there, just, I mean, Brownie's got pace. But he just didn't see the player, did he? He didn't know he was there, because he couldn't keep up with him. And I think it's going to be immaterial how many minutes. I think it's going to be a minimum of 5 anyway. But they can't. I don't think they can quite believe it and believe that. Look, they've had 2 chances, scored twice. FC United have had all the running in this game, all the quality, and they're going to go down 2-0.